This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Paul Hamilton.
Oh, Cervantes and Hamilton go to each other and the whiskey. Fight into it.
We have a fight.
With Mike Schopen, the Bulldog.
Knocek was just totaled by an Iowa State player against the board.
I think it was by Hamilton.
On WGR.
Really a pretty unnecessary hit by Hamilton. Hamilton is still awfully mad. He's being held back.
Number 17, Paul Hamilton. 2 minutes for charging, 5 minutes for fighting, and
Sports Radio 550.
Hockey is almost back. In fact, tomorrow at 7, the Sabres prospects face the Devils prospects. And Paul Hamilton, of course, will be a part of our coverage. Tomorrow, Saturday, and Monday, Devils, Blue Jackets, Penguins. And the Monday game is a noon game. Paul, you know all this.
Yes, I do. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, hockey started yesterday. We had our first practice, and I'm ready to go. Now, I was driving here. I'm actually in Rochester getting ready to do the Bisons and Rochester game. I heard you guys talking about Bills and Jets, and I texted Bulldog.
Yes.
Bulldog, did you know that information I sent you?
I did not, but I'm glad you reminded me that you sent me that because we didn't get around to mentioning it on the air, but I did mention it off the air, and Mike checked the box, and you were right about it. And what I wondered was whether or not you just had that on lockdown or if you also went to, like, Pro Football Reference to check whether your memory was correct.
I was pretty sure. I knew they had either three pick six or four. I had to make sure on that. And I remember Tommy Yannick had a 100-yard interception return for a touchdown. And the other two were pretty long also, Butch Bird and Booker Henderson. They all had some yardage on them as far as the pick sixes that Joe Namath threw. But that was the only loss that the New York Jets had, or the only win, I'm sorry, that the Buffalo Bills had all year, and it came against the Super Bowl champions and Joe Namath.
And it was almost the Jets' only loss. Like, they might have had one or two more, but, yeah, all the way to Super Bowl III.
Well, great memory, so, Paul. Yeah.
This is a Bills-Jets game from 68. We were talking about the history of between the two teams earlier. Okay.
Yeah, the Bills weren't that good. Do you remember who the coach would have been?
Buster Ramsey.
Joe Collier.
Buster Ramsey was earlier, right?
Yes.
Okay. I apologize for the error.
I have no further questions.
Good. So, from the past to the future here, Paul, here comes the Sabres' future. How promising is it? You've got, I know we've got the roster and, you know, some names we've talked about in the past.
Yeah, a lot of these guys who are with the Amherst have been in this in the past, and it's good for them. Like Roseanne, and quite honestly, we can start there. I think this is basically his make or break year. He has to pass through waivers to go to Rochester. This is his fourth season. He's been an all-star in Rochester. He scored 28 goals down there last year. He looks very good, but in 15 NHL games, he only has one assist. Now, I think I remember him in those 15 games playing in the top six once, and I think if he's going to be successful in the NHL, he needs to be a top six player, and in my opinion, there's a job available for him. if he wants to seize it and take it. They need a top six player, somebody that can play. He has a good chemistry with Kulik on the AHL level. So to me, this is a very important time for him. It's very rare you see somebody play in this Prospects Challenge four times, and this is his fourth time.
Yeah.
Last year he had five assists in the three games, but he needs to dominate this thing to start, and then he needs to have a good preseason because, in my opinion, he could grab a job if he plays well enough, but if he doesn't, I'm not sure he's going to be an NHL player.
Is he, without question, Paul, in your view, like the guy that from the group of players that are here, and we know we've got guys from this draft class who absolutely, it would be stunning if, say, like Mertka made the team or something. It's not in the cards at this point, right? But is Roseanne like the guy here that has maybe the best look at being in the NHL should he show well?
And in my opinion, the best guy to deserve it. I am a staunch believer in the American Hockey League, and I think part of the reason the Sabres are still in the jam is they identified a core team, but they didn't stay in the American Hockey League enough. Dylan Cousins never played an AHL game. Neither did Owen Power. And you look at, like, Quinn played less than 100. I think you got to get over 100 games. And look at what Kulik has done, playing like 140 AHL games. Of all these prospects we're talking about, he probably is growing best, looks the best, because he had a chance to grow. Everybody got rushed up. They got these big contracts. And to me, I think they just crushed those that core group. Now, they drafted so low so many times, or so high, actually, because they were low in the standings, that they do have another group here, and I would not rush them. I did like Austlin when he was up last year. I would have him in Rochester. Hellenius really came on as an 18-year-old in the American Hockey League, and as the season went on, played much, much better. Again, no, there is no point rushing any of these guys up here. Let them perk down there. Even Levi, let them develop the right way. Do it the right way with this group. You made a mistake the first time. Do it the right way with this group, and I think you might wind up with some better results. You've got three centermen. You got Kulik. You've got Josh Norris. You've got McLeod. There's no reason to rush up Austlin or Hellenius with what you have. And, you know, let them get some time in the American Hockey League to develop.
And furthermore, yeah, don't stick him into a fourth line role. You've got Kozak for that, or someone else if you want to plug a fourth line hole.
Stone could do that.
Sure.
And that's what they got him for, that kind of a role. And he does have an upside, I think. But mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. There's no point in having Roseanne on your team if he's going to be playing on that line.
If folks want to read a little more on Hellenius, including what his coach had to say, you wrote about him at WGR550.com within the last few days. I know I came across it today. I'm just not sure when it landed there. Okay, this morning. What the coach had to say about him is pretty encouraging, and just overall his season, I would say, last year was encouraging. Hellenius as an 18-year-old coming over, smaller rink, all of it. You lay it all out there, and it all makes sense, and the fact that he sort of adjusted, and it sounds like he did some very specific work this off season to try to be ready to even, hit the ice flying here in North America in October, more so than he was ready last year.
Yeah, it's not easy for an 18-year-old to play in the American Hockey League, especially in the division they play in. They play against older players who are huge and love to hit. Now, maybe that's good for him, actually, but, he's not expecting that because his body isn't even close to being developed at 18 the way it's going to be. So he got bounced around a little bit, and, Wahlberg has experienced that as he's trying to become a power forward in the NHL, and they both realize they need to go home in the summer, and they need to get some muscle on them. They need to get bigger. They need to be able to handle this punishment that they're going to be getting. They're not going to get punished probably any more than they have in this division in the AHL. It's from a physical standpoint, it's probably not going to be as much in the NHL, but it helps them. It helps him just make plays faster. He wasn't used to making plays that quickly, so you wouldn't get a shot off because he was taking too long. Those are the types mm-hmm. of things that he was learning. And if you take a look at his numbers, most of the numbers he got was in the second half of the season.
Paul, just a couple minutes left with you. I know. What are the Sabres doing in goal this weekend?
They're going to have Mike Leone of the Amherst is coaching them throughout this. Lindy Ruff watches this. He doesn't coach it. He said they have four goaltenders here, all drafted, One goaltender will play Friday, one will play Saturday, and the other two will split Monday. So all four are going to play, but he wouldn't say, my guess is that Ratzlaff would get a game by himself. I think he's going to be the backup behind Levi and Rochester. So I think we could be rest pretty much assured about that. But we'll see, you know, who gets the Saturday game. But that's our plan right now.
All right. And this is all at Harbor Center, correct?
It's all at Harbor Center, and they usually get good attendance at this. It's other than the Monday game, which is at noon. But for the Friday and Saturday game, that's usually filled up. People come and watch this.
And these games are going to be airing where exactly?
Friday, Saturday on WGR. Well, pregame tomorrow is at 6:30. I'm sorry you guys are going to have to go home early. You can stay and listen if you'd like.
I have this in my car.
but
thank you.
I wanted to offer.
Yes.
And on Monday, we will be on the Bet 1520 starting at noon.
All right, very cool. There's also the other teams, Pittsburgh and Boston, are playing tomorrow afternoon. That's a 3:30 game, I think, tomorrow. So
there is a game getting ready to start right
on the night.
Now.
That's right.
New Jersey and Columbus, I believe it is.
That's right. I'm seeing tickets are $11.80 where I'm looking.
Are
so,
they?
Yep, that's for this weekend. All right. Thank you, Paul. Enjoy baseball. Santander is down on a rehab assignment.
Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing him. Batting second, DH. He will not play the whole game for the Bisons. They expect him to get maybe two at-bats and then call it a night and see what happens tomorrow.
Well, I'm sorry you might have had to miss his first at-bat because this game has already started. I don't know where you're standing.
That's all right. That's all right.
Very good. Thanks, Paul.
I enjoy talking to you guys.
Appreciate that.
All right, there you go. There's our Paul Hamilton on the Westford Hotline and his appearances. I have to read this. I did get it committed to memory by the end of last season,
but it's
been, I don't think we talked to Paul since July. So his appearances on WGR brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this.
It's a cool weekend.
Yeah, for sure.
Nice casual sort of vibe there. Beautiful building. And, you know, get a taste of the Sabres' future and the other teams. Devils, Penguins, Bruins.
Right.
Are also in town.
And, hey, you know, I know everybody's going to be starving for their football content on Monday, but the big kid is going to be in the booth with Paul for Monday's game. On the Bet 1520. I think he, and I'm not sure if Brayton Wilson's going to be there or not. That's why Paul invited Owen to come do it in case Brayton couldn't make it. I think there was some question about that. But anyway, Owen's going to be on the call for, you know, a Prospects Challenge game. So that'll be fun for him.
Very good. All right, tonight we have the Devils and the Blue Jackets, we've discovered.
Let me see if I can find a line on that.
Yeah. While you're doing that, I will get us set up for the NFL game tonight, which is Washington at Green Bay. And we should probably pick this game. It's part of the tradition.
Should, we should, yeah. I like, if you don't mind, just in the future when you're getting us set up to pick a game, you can make some of those football noises.
Tackle noises?
That would be good.
All right.
Or if you want, I can
taken
just,
under advisement.
I can just start yelling again if you want, like last week. Oh, my God, I can't believe it! All right, I'll stop that.
Theater of the mind.
Shouldn't have gone back to the well.
There's a place for all of this. All right, let's pick the game.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
You know, I made the mistake. How about this job getting us set up of not using FanDuel? And this line has been like 3 or 3.5 different places with different numbers. So on my way now, hopefully not too late. It's 3, minus 110 both sides, right down the middle. 3. With Green Bay. I'll take Washington.
What do you think you're doing going first?
Oh, okay, you go first. Right, I forgot we have a week of this already and you're ahead. That's bad.
I am ahead, right? I'm not. You said you didn't know for sure when we.
I don't know what your record was.
I was 3-2.
Oh, I was 2-3.
Okay. So I'm...
you ahead.
I'm running away with this thing! That's what's happening here. Putting him in his place.
You want to get the lead.
You and your visors. I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm also going to take
Washington. I am not wearing a visor.
No, you're not. The people on the Twitch could see that. I'm also going to take Washington.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'll take Green Bay.
All right, good. Washington's getting three, you said?
Yes.
Okay. That's when I make a note, because I like to keep track of mine.
You know, I am not really betting this game with money, but...
Why
the,
not?
The guys, I mean, with this kind of conviction, why would I not? The Bet Sweats guys are both on Washington. And, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I was watching them today, and Joe even joined us earlier. Sam's talking about try to find the 3.5, you know, like that. And he made a case for Washington, and I thought it was a very good case. There, you know, Sam gets fired up when, like, the Stephen A. Smiths of the world do power rankings, and they take the Packers and move them up to 2 or 3, mm-hmm. And Joe mentioned that also. But I just remembered that it didn't work, but I was off Washington this year. Because I thought maybe that was a little bit of a fluke.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if Debo Samuel can still play and just
right. Yeah, we were both on the Giants. Big spread, 6.5 last week, but we both lost on the Giants.
Yeah, we got crushed. But I remembered that I'm supposed to be off Washington, so I felt like, you know, Packers at home -3. I can afford that.
All right, glad. I'm glad I reminded you to get off of Washington by taking them. But if that, you know, played any part in it at all.
Yes.
You mentioned the odds earlier, by the way, that, like, whether with the results in week one in the NFC, what happened. The Lions are still ahead of Washington in the Super Bowl odds. It's in the NFC behind Baltimore and Buffalo, who are tied, at least at FanDuel, at +700 to win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
The Eagles are at that same number. Green Bay is at +800. So they if that, I didn't notice, but I'm assuming that's a move up for them. And then the Lions are still the third NFC team, +1,800, Washington at +2,000.
Packers were +1,200 at the time of the Parsons trade.
Okay.
And so now 800?
Big climb, yeah.
Washington's problem on that list is Philadelphia, because those other teams are all division favorites. Or
right.
You have Lions and Packers, I guess, but Ravens, Bills, Eagles. That's Washington's problem for the odds, I think, is
yep.
That they would be favored to be a road wildcard team like they were last year. Otherwise, makes sense. I wonder if San Francisco took a dip today. Kittle, too.
They're at the same 2,000. I didn't mention them, but they're at that same that number. I don't know where they were prior to all this injury stuff happening either, but that's where they're at number-wise.
Purdy to miss weeks.
Right.
To not find out what Sal thinks about. Stay tuned for our next segment. No, what do you think about Mac Jones as a replacement? How big of a downgrade?
I think it's quite a considerable downgrade, but the only caveat I would want to place on it is he it unraveled in New England, and there's a lot of stories out there about how Belichick wouldn't even talk to him in that second year, like just completely froze him out. Like, I can't win with this guy, but I'm stuck with him kind of thing. And
what a leader.
Right. If Shanahan really did like this guy, even if he didn't, he might be able to unlock some stuff to make that work. I wouldn't feel great about it. I mean, he's pretty flawed, I think. But Shanahan might be able to cover up some of that.
You're alluding to when Jones was drafted and how Adam Schefter threw out until like the day of almost.
Yeah.
The draft process was like confidently predicting that Niners would take Mac Jones at 3 overall. They made the move up and that they took Trey Lance. And what do you think? I feel like the overall conclusion drawn was that Shanahan wanted Mac Jones. But whether it was John Lynch or ownership or both, we're more like, this other guy's kind of an athletic freak. And like, we can take our time and there's just way more upside with Lance.
Yep.
Which still, I mean, maybe, right? Jones didn't have that upside, right? We kind of saw that with New England. But that Shanahan wanted him. And now he's got him. This offseason, they went and signed him. Now you've got the Purdy injury. Jones was never a threat to go in, I think, before this. But now Shanahan gets to show.
Purdy got the contract even, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He's been paid. Like, they are pot committed there. And, did you see when the multiple games started percolating? That today was the first I saw of that. Early in the week, it was like he may miss some time.
Yeah.
It may, in question for this week sort of thing. And it escalated to, multiple weeks for him. It's like some variant of turf toe or something. Like
turf toe variants.
We can't just call it turf toe. It's some variation of turf toe now. Like, what are we doing? It's turf toe.
Does it always have to be the big toe?
Maybe that's why it's a variant.
It's a different toe? It's like a middle toe? Can you get turf toe on like your middle guy there?
Like the big guy next to the big toe?
Or even him.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never been really confident in the names of the toes. Pinky toe, big toe, the other three toes, I don't really know. Is it ring toe?
Do they have names?
Like, is this like ring finger? Does it match up like your fingers?
I'm the kind of guy.
Index toe? I don't know.
I'm the kind of guy that assumes big toe when I hear turf toe. That's me. Another injury, by the way, and there's no, as far as I know, definitive like word on playing status, but Dallas Goedert has missed the last 2 days of practice for the Eagles. It's Eagles-Chiefs this week, and I think he is a pretty big loss. I mean, they've played lots without him, Goddard, and they've been fine, mostly. But it's pretty narrow with A.J. Brown, who had one catch against Dallas, and there's been some speculation about his hamstring, like whether he's 100%. Devontae Smith also had a quiet game in the opener. Philadelphia, of course, still won. But now it's Arrowhead, and they may not have Goddard for Sunday 4:25. So that's kind of big, potentially.
Yeah. I hear that.
Tough calls to make at quarterback in fantasy, starting tonight with Jordan Love. Daniels is a no-brainer. But so many of these, I mentioned this earlier, so many of these guys in that Love range, so to speak, like Trevor Lawrence at the Bengals, you just don't get, and me, this
love
is me,
range. Love range.
The love range.
Love range.
This is me sort of wishing for it. You just don't see like the explosion games from this quarterback, Love. Like, he's good. Never gets sacked. Like, he's pretty safe, and they run the ball, and they play defense and everything. But the upside you want when you're picking in fantasy, like, you want there to be like a
smash.
303, something like that.
You want a love range explosion.
Okay. So can we get that from Jordan Love? It doesn't seem like it hasn't happened too many times, but maybe if Washington has a good night, then he can do that and keeping up with
Daniels. I'm chuckling to myself. I'm putting on this dopey voice. Did you notice the CBS voice, the guy that does brought to you by, it's even more pronounced. Whatever that effect is called that's on the end of each word he says is even elongated even more this year. It's going to annoy me all.
You feel like maybe they just wanted him to do that? We'll have you back, but we need you to really exaggerate. Of all the things you might expect to have happen, we need you to exaggerate the effect.
Yeah. I don't know what happened there, but I it felt more noticeable than ever to me on Sunday.
Wow. Well, we should measure that.
Yeah.
Sal Capaccio with us earlier. We've got Ed Oliver in a boot. What's going on there? More from Bills practice, the new punter, in our conversation with Sal, which we will have for you next. Then tonight, Washington at Green Bay. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.